Hello and welcome back to Two Girls in a Dry Welcome back to Two Girls Walked Into a Dry Bar with Megan and
Joanna.
Nice.
How long has it been since our last episode?
Good question.
Okay, well, I've been listening to them recently.
Okay, so you tell me.
I had no idea that they were on Spotify. Did you know that?
No, but who's going to search for them?
Well, okay, so here's how I found it.
Everything on the internet is permanent. We know that.
It's written in ink, Mark. So
what is that from?
The Facebook movie.
With Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
You had said that you had updated your profile on one of your social media sites.
Yes.
So I looked.
Yes.
And then I saw that you had our podcast linked, and I'm like, oh, no.
I do?
Yes, you do. So I clicked on it, and it took me to Spotify. That. And I was like, oh, boy.
Oh, boy, is right.
So I was listening to it, and they're hilarious, Megan. Like, this, okay,
these okay, I'll
episodes
leave
were in, like, 2018.
We were babies.
We were different so people. Young.
This is pre-COVID.
It was a different time. Yes.
This is before the internet.
And we had Tom Hansen on for one of the episodes.
Right. Tom Hansen. That sounds like Chris Hansen from Catch a Predator.
It's fine. We had Eau Claire Tom on one of the episodes.
Eau Claire Tom.
Okay. And it was just hilarious. So I don't know.
Okay. So, and we're back because why not?
Right.
Because you saw our, you know what? This makes sense. You saw our podcast. You started listening. You were nostalgic. And nostalgia is big right now, right?
Mm. And the other thing was, we were talking about beauty products.
Yes.
And it just blew my mind that I'm still using some of the same products that we talked about.
Same and not same.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay. So that was the first question. How long has it been? It's been a couple of years.
Long time. And we barely aged at all.
Yeah.
Thanks to our, what we're going to tell you about.
Right. Okay. For the people who are new, all of our new followers.
The fans wanted more.
What, should we tell a little bit of background, like, about,
sure,
like, how we know each other?
Yeah.
And, like, okay, so you and I worked together for, mm-hmm, like, 11 years.
Living the high life in a cubicle.
Yes. Do we want to say, like, what we did?
I
don't care.
We talked about health stuff to people, kind of.
We worked in the health space.
Space, yeah.
For 11 years.
Yep.
A lot. And we sat next to each other.
50% with people, 50% on the computers, which I hated that part.
Right.
Yeah.
And so,
still don't know my way around Excel spreadsheet like you do.
I'm a master.
I know you are.
So we sat next to each other for a really long time.
Correct.
And we would quote Saturday Night Live
a lot. Okay, but we're talking, so those younger fans who are listening, because I know you're out there, we're talking sketches from probably 2005 to 2010, right? That was when John Hamm was, mm-hmm, in there around, what, 08, 09?
I can tell you my absolute favorite episode is with John Hamm and Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. He was Senator Scott Brown. Yes. And anyways, yes, so we talked about that stuff, and we talked about everything pop culture, celebrity.
Yep. Beauty products, obviously.
Beauty products.
So how did COVID change your life? Did it?
It didn't really.
Well,
I mean, we were home more.
Right.
And then we were working longer. Like, it was an interesting work model. Like, we'd work more hours a few days, and then we'd be home with the kids. But like,
wait, so you were still at our old job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But the kids were in daycare and school, and we were really lucky or naive in that there weren't many occasions where things shut down completely.
Oh, so the other thing, how it changed, is that I don't know if this is because of, like, my age,
mm-hmm,
too, but I really just stopped caring what people thought about me. You know what I mean? I think that was like,
I don't know what you mean. Now, also, Joanna came to my house and I have no bra on. I have my husband's shorts that have a hole at the crotch. So I might be in that same boat.
Well, I just like,
not a
lick
of makeup on.
I mean, I feel like people expected me to act a certain way,
mm-hmm,
be a certain way,
mm-hmm,
and present myself a certain way. And during COVID, I was home alone. I lived in my sweats. my prison uniform, as I call it.
But remember when you used to say that you didn't come home and like change into sweats? You just kept your work clothes on?
Oh yeah.
So this is freeing. This is a great thing, I think.
Yeah. And I was like barely doing my hair and makeup. It was amazing. It's probably
really good for your hair.
Yes. Yes. And I was like not going outside. I was literally a hermit. And my hair used to have, I don't know if you remember, my hair used to have like red on the end because the sun.
Oh, well.
It was like you sun in? No. But now it's like one color. It's awesome.
You don't dye it?
No, never.
Me neither. I haven't in a while just because, you know, I'm on that student budget, which is
not a lot. Very low maintenance. I'm trying to be higher maintenance.
Okay. Because you want to be.
Because I feel like it will improve my life.
How?
People might like me more.
They'll react differently to you? Well, I mean, I do think if you look schlubby, there's a potential that you might feel schlubby when you go out, and then you're not presenting your best self to people for the first time. And it's hard to create new relationships off that.
We kind of covered this a little bit. What are you up to now? We talked about what we're doing.
Yep.
I have recently gotten back into doing like artist markets. I had one today, which I saw you at.
Farmers market.
Mm-hmm. I had so many last year that I was so overwhelmed, and I have not really signed up for any this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I did this one today.
It was nice today,
and it was the best one I've ever had.
Okay.
Which is great.
Money wise?
Yes.
Okay.
Something happened, which was really weird. Actually, it happened while you were there.
That guy talking to you?
Yes.
What was that? Who was that?
Okay, so I was sitting on the side, and this guy comes up to me pretty close.
Okay.
And starts talking to me about, how'd you get started? And, like, men don't usually talk to me at these things because it's, like, purses.
Right.
But he, like, came right up to me.
And wristlets.
Yeah. He came right up to me and was asking me about, like, how I got started and like what I'm doing and blah, blah, blah. And it was just really weird. Like, he tells me that he is part of this business magazine or whatever downtown.
Oh, volume
and
one?
No, it was something else. And then he
volume
was
two?
Like, he was asking a couple of the vendors like their story, and he was going to write about it in his, like,
is it a blog?
No, there was like some sort of like publication. I think it goes like a physical publication that goes out to so many people, and then it's online. He gave me his business card, and then he like wanted me to take a picture of me.
Okay.
I'm like, I've only had like 2 hours of sleep, but sure. And he's like, well, you definitely don't look like you've had 2 hours of sleep. Aww. He said this a couple times, and I'm just like, is this guy hitting on me? Like, what is going on? And then,
he was standing pretty close.
He was standing very close. And then he took the pictures and he showed me. I'm like, yeah, they're fine. And he gave me his business card. And then in the back of my mind, I'm thinking to myself, is this like a scam? Like, is this how this guy is trying to get people's, like, numbers? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like,
it seems like a lot of work for a little payout, but...
Well, oh.
No, but I mean, like, money-wise, like, if you were going to scam, I wouldn't go to a farmer's market. You probably don't have a lot of cash on you.
I thought you meant little payout, like, I'm little payout.
No, I mean, like, if you're going to scam, go big, right?
Like, go for someone prettier, you mean?
No, I mean, like, go for lots of money online or something.
No, I'm thinking he's scamming to get, like, dates, like, girls' numbers.
Like, oh, okay. At a farmer's market on a Saturday, maybe?
Right. Like, why would he approach me for that?
He's probably vegan. Nothing wrong with that, I'm just...
Right.
Probably.
He was what you would expect
to be at a farmer's market on Saturday morning.
Journalist.
He looked kind of cool. Like, his outfit was journalistic. Right?
Yeah, he had a little notepad that I was taking down my quotes.
Yeah.
It was weird. I don't know. We'll see.
I hope it's a real publication.
Right. Right. I don't know if you saw on my Instagram, I started skateboarding.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought, what's that about?
good
for her.
Made the mistake of telling someone that I thought that I would be good at skateboarding because I was pretty good at snowboarding.
We have a skateboard here. You want to practice?
No, I was given a skateboard, and both my elbows, like, I fell.
Yeah.
And I felt like
face I thought it'd be worse
forward
actually, before you showed me.
And I could have hit my face. I could have knocked out my teeth.
That's your moneymaker, your face.
I could have gone from mediocre to like bad.
Oh my gosh. We can't go below mediocre.
And I have a bruise, a huge bruise on my hip. Oh. Do you want to see it?
No, keep your pants on.
I.
But so why? That begs the question, why? Why?
Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Well, because I told someone I'd be good at it, and I am destined.
You
I
must mean, have I'm good bones. You haven't broken
I'm
anything.
I'm determined to prove them wrong, mm-hmm. or prove myself right, mm-hmm. and I'm too stubborn to quit.
But what is going to make you, I mean, what makes you good? You're going to say, yes, I'm good at it now.
Good
are you
going
to go on one of those That's things like... Like the, you know, you, what do you grab?
Like a ramp?
No, like you hang onto it on the side of stairs. Handles. You know what? Railing. A railing. And you go to the railing, like.
Megan, I have elbow pads. I have knee pads. Yep. I have made a small investment in this. I use my hockey helmet because it's got the cage on it.
That's smart.
And I don't want to, like, hurt my face, mm-hmm. but it's also really hot outside. So when it, if I do go out to practice, yeah. I'm, like, sweating.
I'm sure
it's
your
so
neighbors
hot.
Love it.
Well, I go down by my house yeah. to a secret parking lot.
Secret alcove
that is very smooth and there's no one around
yet.
No,
you're gonna have people flocking there. I'm gonna be like hidden in the trees taking pictures.
Yeah,
you're like a journalist.
My stalker. Yeah, the journalist guy. Maybe that's how he saw me.
He's a huge skateboarding fan, a huge Tony Hawk fan. He thought, you know what, I see similarities yeah. between this girl and Tony Hawk.
I am trying to get back into hockey, though. I took a year off.
That's good.
Yes.
I noticed.
You noticed?
Well, I heard. I would ask Kevin, like, oh, is Joanna there?
Oh.
Because they, my husband and Joanna will play together.
Yes. I score on Megan's husband every once in a while.
Yes, Joanna will score on my husband. My husband plays goalie.
Mm-hmm.
Or mm-hmm. tries to play goalie.
No, he's good. I don't score on him too much because he's good. Anyways, what have you been watching, reading, listening to?
Okay, so... I do like to read, but I don't get to all the books I want. So this podcast, Celebrity Memoir Book Club, they read the celebrity memoirs, so I don't have to. And they go over them. And I like Ashley and Claire, I believe, are the two young women out of New York that talk about them. And I don't know. I'm entertained. Although some of them are a little long. Like the Jane Fonda one was a little long, but I guess her book was pretty long. Anyways, watched. I think we all probably watched Lasso, Ted Lasso.
I have not seen this season yet.
Okay, so I won't spoil anything.
Good.
I will say it was a bit of a slog to get through initially, but the last episodes are great. But I feel like what we really liked, we collectively as a country, those 30-minute episodes were good.
Ted Lasso is on Apple TV, or Apple...
Apple, yes.
Whatever.
So thank you, Mom. I can log into your account.
And Megan, you do not like sports.
I don't watch sports.
But you like Ted Lasso.
I like it because it makes you feel good. It's almost as if everyone were given the chance to say exactly like what they should be saying, honest and empathetically. That's what mm-hmm. I like. But it's also very funny. Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. So I've watched that and then I got started on that show Shrinking on Apple TV. So it's the producer, the same producer as Lasso, not Sudeikis, but the one who made Scrubs and everything.
Okay.
And the guy who plays Roy Kent. So okay. those two guys made this, and it's about, it's got Harrison Ford in it. He's a psychiatrist.
Harrison Ford?
Yeah, he's a therapist, and Jason, is it Siegel? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's another therapist, and the premise is he's lost his wife, and he's having a hard time getting through it, and then one of the women from Scrubs plays his neighbor who's helping him, like, get through this with his mm-hmm. teenager. It's just, it's very funny, and again... It makes you feel good about humanity. I started some shows on Peacock, but I'm not going to pay for it. So they let you watch the first ones free, and that was the Columbo one with Natasha Lyonne. Do you know what I'm talking about? Poker Face, about a female detective. And then Based on a True Story with the guy from The Mindy Project, Chris Messina and Kaylee Cuoco. Great first episodes, but haven't seen anything since.
I have logged into Peacock via Drake.
Oh, you could get me that.
And I watched Yellowstone.
Oh, what'd you think? First three seasons are best.
Really liked it.
Okay.
I like Monica.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband.
Casey.
Mm-hmm. I do not like the lady, the daughter.
Yeah.
I think the relationship between the father and the daughter is really weird.
Agreed.
And then I do like the oldest son. I feel bad for him.
What's his name? The lawyer?
Yeah.
Jamie.
Okay. I do like him.
Yeah. I think he got a raw deal.
What were you going to say?
Oh, just that I would agree on all accounts with that.
I haven't seen the latest episode or season.
You don't need to. Okay. I mean, it kind of went downhill.
Oh.
In my opinion. It just seems like there's a lot of advertisements now for everything that the show is trying to put out, like their beverages or
a lot of
tractor farm advertisements. I mean, I know who they're...
Like product placement?
Yes.
That's annoying.
Well, it's not product placement because it's not necessarily in the show, but it's in the commercials for the show. And there's a lot of them. So that's not product. I mean, it's...
I don't have commercials.
The 1%. My, how they live. Wouldn't it be nice in a Peacock subscription on top of that?
I have commercials on my Hulu. So yeah. Now to the essence of what our podcast is really about. We just wanted to give the viewers,
I hope they're not watching this. Viewers.
Face for radio. what am I trying to say?
The meat to our sandwich? What is that saying?
It's like
get to the meat of it.
It's like we finish each other's...
Sandwiches?
Why would I say sandwiches?
What is that from again?
Arrested Development with my favorite, Jason Bateman. Oh,
yeah, okay. Okay. Continue.
Okay. Megan.
It's a swallow.
Tell me your current three favorite beauty/makeup products.
Only three. Okay.
Do whatever you want. There's no rules.
Okay, so for cleanser, I've bought this 2-3 times now. So I have what I would say is combination skin, but I get very, very dry and flaky in the winter months. So the Inky List has an oat cleanser balm. It's very affordable. It's under $10. It's kind of an oily balm that just gets everything off your face.
Ooh, yes.
So I like it. It's
cleanse
affordable.
Off oils.
I don't feel dry afterwards. But again, if you're really oily, it might not work for you. But I recommend it if you're a combination of dry. The Inky List Oat Cleanser Balm. I get it at Sephora.
So is it an oil?
It's a balm.
So how do you dispense the product?
You squeeze it out of the tube.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Okay. There is oil like mixed with it, if that makes sense. Okay, NYX Thicket Stick-It Eyebrow Pomade Gel. It's very faint, and it just goes on with a little spoolie. I think, I don't know if it's the product makeup or the product color. It works really well with my ashy blonde.
Okay.
I think I have the taupe or the light natural blonde brown color. I don't know. I really like it. I bought that twice. And then L'Oreal Infallible Foundation for the 12-hour shifts.
My three faves.
She's got her whole makeup
kit. I know, because I didn't want to write it down. Number one. It's an eyeliner.
Okay. What kind?
It is Sephora brand. Long-lasting Kohl pencil. And I have one that's smaller than this full-size one that I'm holding in my hand.
Like a travel size?
No, it's just I've been using it a lot.
Oh, okay, so got it. Yeah. Okay.
And I lost it.
So it's a self-made travel size. Okay. You lost it.
I lost it, and I was trying all my other eyeliners, and they were garbage.
Garbage.
So...
Strong wording.
and I couldn't read the writing on my old one.
Oh, yeah,
because... But I finally figured it out, yeah. So I got another one, thank goodness.
I haven't tried that stuff, but I have heard several different... and I don't know if you can trust a lot of beauty accounts
right
on Instagram, but a lot of them rave about the different Sephora eyeliners.
Yeah,
so I haven't heard about the Kohl, but the other ones too.
I can't remember how much it was, maybe $12, but it was definitely worth it. And I want to get the brown one.
Okay.
When it comes back in stock. Okay, second favorite. you're going to hate this, but I did bring it for you to try if you wanted to. Jones Road.
You've talked about this.
Beauty Balm.
Okay.
So I have two of them. Yeah. I love
them. What color schemes are we working with? I mean, are we talking tans or pinks?
Okay, so my favorite one is in the shade Tawny.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty. That's dark.
I'm wearing it right now.
You're olive toned. Yeah. Okay, so like a blush balm.
It's more like a, okay, so I've had my full beer now and I can't think.
Well, straight.
What's like the thing that you put all over your face that makes it like tan?
Bronzer?
Bronzer. Yes,
it's a bronzer balm.
It's kind of a bronzer balm. And then I have this one, which is Sunkissed.
So that's more of a bronzer.
This is more of a bronzer. The other one has a little red in it. This, the Tawny, is almost like a blush.
Yes.
Which I still wear a blush on top of it.
So that reminds me of a very similar product, I think, that Makeup by Mario. Yes.
Which I think is a dupe, really, of this.
And people go crazy over that online.
Yes.
What is that?
Yeah, Bingo by Mario. I can't remember the actual product.
It's not a gel. It's not a powder. It's not a cream. It's something similar. It's supposed to go all over your face, but don't directly call it bronzer.
That's what this stuff is supposed to do. Okay. So, I mean, Jones Road has a ton of shades.
And Jones Road is by Bobbi Brown, right?
Yes, by Bobbi Brown.
It's her brand.
And I have tried a couple of them.
Uh-huh.
Literally, the only two that are worth getting are the ones without any shimmer or sparkle.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay,
it'd be Tawny or
Sunkissed.
You'll have to try them.
I'm going
to
try that Sunkissed on my hand. Okay.
Jones. Third, third favorite. NARS Afterglow.
Yes.
Lip balm in the shade Laguna, which I think is exclusive to Sephora.
So Laguna is their cult favorite bronzer. So is it kind of a...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, which I actually have, right here.
Yeah,
interesting.
Do you like that more than that? You don't like the bronzer necessarily, but you like
I like the bronzer. I wear the bronzer every day.
Product.
But
okay.
Look, I mean, Megan, now it's that I have it on.
Your lips, but better?
Do I look kissable?
You bet.
That's what I'm going for.
But yes, but I'm also the friend that wants to hug all the time, and Joanna's my friend who doesn't want to hug, and I need to respect that. So then when she's asking me if it's kissable, it's like, well, can I just start with a hug? You know what I mean? Getting mixed signals here.
Okay. Sorry. That's three. That's three for me for that. And then the three most used products that you have.
The cleanser, and then the Inkyless cleanser. And then again, I just use CeraVe AM and PM lotions.
When I was re-listening to our old podcast, you had mentioned CeraVe.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, interesting. I don't have any CeraVe. I do now, but
I've also brought the Market Pantry, or not Market Pantry, the Target brand of it. Same. I mean, CeraVe is great, but this in a pinch is just as fine, and it doesn't irritate my skin.
And we would welcome CeraVe sponsorship.
Oh my god, we would love it. And if they don't, you know, then the Target brand is equally as good.
This is a dupe. It's the Neutrogena Hydro Boost Water Gel. I still use this.
Okay.
When I first started buying it, it was $11 in this 1.7-ounce jar. Mm-hmm. Now it's $23.
Inflation, am I right?
So I have done some research, and apparently the Walmart brand Equate is the most comparable.
I would trust a Walmart brand.
Yes. So I buy this one, the Equate brand of that, the hydration gel, and it is, it's a good dupe.
And your skin type is what?
Normal.
Okay. Maybe I'm just really, mine is really sensitive, and it gets very, I don't know.
Second,
maybe for a lot of people that would work well.
Second most used.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Moroccan Oil Perfect Defense Hair Protectant.
Is it for heat or sun or
for
both?
For heat.
Okay.
So I don't, like I said, I'm trying to be more high maintenance, so I'm trying to do my hair rather than just letting it air dry. But I spray this, it's an aerosol, which is primarily why I like it, and it smells good. It's kind of expensive.
Yeah,
but $30 maybe, but it's worth it.
You don't get your hair colored.
No, I don't get my hair colored. I get my hair cut three times a year. Okay, so my third most used product, L'Oreal Lash Paradise. And I remember I heard this when we were talking about this on the blog before, and you said you didn't like
it.
But this is in the shade Black is Black. Don't get the Mystique Black or whatever. It's called Mystery Black. I don't know. The Blackest Black is the one. I've been using this for years.
I would love to find a mascara that works with my lashes that I love. I had found one for a while that I'd bought twice. It was a Tarte But then, I don't know, they either get too wet, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. they take so long to dry down. Or with the longer shifts that I work, I'll get smudging and I don't want it then.
What are you looking for your mascara to do for you?
I want it to make me look awake, not too done up,
but I mean,
and
like,
last for 12 hours.
Like,
oh, curl okay. and volume. I have enough length now.
Okay, so try this. Okay, I have started using primer.
I have that.
Okay, this is the L'Oreal Voluminous Primer.
But I can't have it. Like, I don't want to make anything flake. I have a curler.
Okay, so this is the Shiseido.
That does not work for my eye shape.
Right, because this is for Asian eyes.
There you go.
So if you use it, you're racist.
Hot take.
Okay, so I follow on TikTok a celebrity makeup artist. Mm-hmm. She said, use the curler.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been doing. Primer. That's what I've been doing. Mm-hmm. L'Oreal Lash Paradise is for volume.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, third layer.
Oh, I've seen that stuff. Do you like it?
The air volume? Yes, this is for separating and lengthening. Like, Megan, like, you got to try it. Like,
okay.
Okay, so this is the waterproof.
Can I look at the wand? Yeah,
this is the waterproof one.
Is it hard to take off then?
No, but I heard that waterproof eyeliner is not eyeliner. Waterproof mascara is not really great for you. I've started labeling my mascaras.
Oh, that's really smart.
Because you're only supposed to use them
for 8 months. You would be horrified at what I've got in my makeup drawer. And I have gotten rid of some stuff. I was going to say one of my most used products, Sally Hansen Cuticle Rehab.
Uh-huh.
It's just the blue. It's like a teal blue. Because, okay, so we were talking about nail polishes. So we're going to go into nail polish class. Now, however, so I didn't know if I could wear nail polish with my job in the hospital. Turns out you can. But I don't like to because I put so much hand sanitizer on and wash it so many times during the day. Like, my nails would just be ruined. Mm-hmm. So I actually don't, unless I have, like, a week off of clinical and work, maybe I'll wear a color. But otherwise, I just use the nail rehab and keep them short.
Do you use nail oil?
No, but I know you have recommended that.
Mm-hmm. The CND solar oil.
Nope, I've just used the Sally Rehab.
Okay.
And that's kind of all I do with my nails and just try to, you know, make them look presentable or not offensive. I've gone more low maintenance and you're trying to do more high maintenance. That's great. I don't think either of us are low maintenance in general.
I am.
No, I mean, like, just personality-wise, life-wise.
Yeah, personality-wise,
listen, and I say this, I don't think either way is the wrong way. And also, when I'm making money again and I'm not in school, one of my nurse friends is working at a place and she's actually doing, like, Botox and fillers. Yeah, so I want to meet with her. I'm not going to get anything injected yet because I'm not sure what I want and I don't want to pay a lot, but I do want to get a prescription retinol from her. Right? I think she can give me one. Because I've tried the, what's Differin? Didn't do much for me. And I'd been using a 0.1% from Paula's Choice that I've worked up to, and that's been really good. So I use a retinol at night. I guess that would be my other most used. And I then put a nighttime lotion on over it.
In my quest to be higher maintenance, I tried filler.
Oh, what'd you think? I can't tell.
Loved it.
Where?
I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay. If I get it done, I will talk about it.
Yeah.
Did it
hurt?
It was
well worth it. No.
Okay.
It was many tiny injections with a needle.
How long afterwards was it red or inflamed?
Well,
or
only 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
I looked like a victim of abuse.
Stabbing.
Which is why I
for
think
for 2 weeks, really?
About, yeah, which is why I think it's best to do it in the winter when you're home.
Okay.
But it was kind of expensive. But
it is, yeah. But you don't have to do it very often.
No, like this filler is like once every like 2 years.
And I think Botox, depending on the time, depending on your, I've heard, metabolism, how much you sweat, exercise, it's every couple months generally.
For Botox?
Yeah. So that's more expensive. But again, and nobody has to do any of this.
No.
It's just because we want to.
Right. Right.
So. Kevin just doesn't want me looking like some of the women I see on TV on my Housewives shows. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I bring it on. I'm getting the full. I don't want any part moved, and I want everything hoisted to the high heavens.
We gotta grow old gracefully.
Yes. That's I wish I had something better to say. Yes, I agree. And also, it's like, I don't know. Are we trying to look younger? Not really. We're just trying to look more well-preserved. Guys, we're going to wrap up because we need to get back to work.
Yeah, our day jobs.
Our day jobs. We moonlight on podcasts, right?
Yep.
We get paid the big bucks here.
Right. Okay.
Yep. Bye. Bye.